I was once invited by somebody in Canada, in Toronto, to contribute to the World Anthology on Whales. And Czechoslovakia is a landlocked country, so we have a total shortage of whales, except one whale skeleton, which is in the National Museum, which I have entirely forgotten we have it. And so I speculated, how could I personally comment on whales? And finally I did something which is sort of a complicated poem, mixing the whales with some other beings and mixing the harpooning of whales with catching other human beings. And so I contributed successfully to the whale anthology, and I hoped, because of the old funds raised by the whaling anthology went to the protection of the whales, so I hoped I saved about 0.25% of a whale for Czechoslovakia. Whaling. There is a shortage of whales in some cities. And yet the whaling fleet cruises the streets, a huge fleet in such a small town, or at least a harpoon creeps from one sidewalk to the other and searches and finds. The house is pierced, and in minute jerks a weird creature quivers. Minute blood soaks into the wall. And that is the Old Testament plot, the elementary drama, the essential event, to be pierced and dragged away between textbooks and copybooks, between algae and halibut, between mummies' cups and pictures, between seaweed and cat's paws, between slippers and webs in the corner, between morning star and evening star, to be pierced and dragged, to glorify the gods of piercing and dragging, to be pierced and dragged to eternity in the stifling inner bellowing of blood, wanting to remain and with convulsing claws clutching the water drop on the tap, reflections in the window pane, the first baby hairs and fins. But there is nothing but waves, 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 and the undoing of the nameless other shore, with nothing good or bad, just the arcuation of bones, the scraping of plaster under which come to light still older and older medieval frescoes, the sloughing of skins under which stands out the sliminess of the fetus just conceived. And the maledictory unison of pipes is heard, the music of whalers, the fugue towering over the place like an obelisk of the last breath behind the curtains. Nobody ever wrote Antigone of whales, Electra of whales, Hamlet of whales, Godot of whales, not even Snow White of Wales, or One Flew Over the Whale's Nest. Although the whale as such is sort of a metaphor. Metaphors die out in a situation which is a metaphor. And whales die out in a situation which is a killer whale. Actually, this poem was written more or less in English because in Czech you can't use the expression killer whale. The killer whale in Czech is kosatka, which doesn't say anything. So when the poem was retranslated back from Czech back to English, so the translator has forgotten the killer whale. In the English edition, the killer whale is missing. So the English leadership is much poorer than you are in this case.